Andrea Kay, the donut queen of San Diego. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. At the top of the hour, I told you guys to stay tuned for this. I told you that I had heard about this amazing young woman from one of my besties in Las Vegas. Met her at an event last, I think it was October, right shortly before the election. She said, you got to meet this young gal. She's got this amazing movie coming out called The Plot Against the President. They're trying to stop people from seeing it. I think Facebook tried to stop the ad promoting it, because you know how it is. You know, they don't want any truth to get out there. So Amanda Milius is the director of this amazing movie, The Plot Against the President. She's here to answer questions about it, tell you guys what you can expect when you see this movie. We're not going to have enough time to get into everything with you, but here's the good news. You're going to have an opportunity in San Diego to see this movie and actually stay after for a Q&A with Amanda and get even more answers to the story of The Plot Against the President. And she joins me now. Hi, Amanda Milius. Welcome to the Andrea Kay Show.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, I got to ask the obvious question. How does a young gal like yourself end up directing a movie about the greatest abuse of power with the U.S. government? Aren't you supposed to be making like movies or military recruitment films about female intersectionality and binary stuff? How'd you end up with this?
Yeah. I guess so. Luckily, I guess, my parents have always been conservative, even though I grew up in Los Angeles, and I went to USC film school, and I was kind of on my way to do all this filmmaking stuff. It was 2016, and I was just getting really wrapped up in politics and the election. And so I just started volunteering in Nevada, and I couldn't turn it away. I mean, I just loved it. I just totally just went crazy and joined the circus, as they tell people. I ended up working in the administration for 3 years, and I met all these people and kind of found myself in the middle of this amazing story. And so when my friend brought me Lee Smith's manuscript, the book that the movie's based on, I just immediately was like, we have to make this a total natural spy thriller. It's naturally made to be a movie. So luckily I was in the right place at the right time.
Well, I've read reviews and heard from people that it's absolutely fantastic, and that it does read, if you will, or as a viewer, it is like watching a spy thriller. And I wish it was. I wish this was a Vince Flynn movie, a Vince Flynn book brought to life, instead of a true story about how the United States government used the forces of the FBI and the DOJ and the U.S. government to target civilians for their politics and actually try to launch a coup of the presidency. There's so much to this story that I followed it closely, and so has many Americans. I don't know how you decided what to focus on and what not. Tell everybody about what they're going to learn in this film and what you decided to focus on.
Well, yeah, you know, that was the biggest challenge, because we had a really limited time to do this. I didn't, resign until March of last year, and obviously we had to have it out before the election. So I think actually the time crunch forced me to make really tough decisions. Like, we have 70 hours of footage. Like, this is, this could have been 5 hours long. It's 90 minutes. It's to the point. It's super fast paced. And I think what we really wanted to ensure is that people who are kind of Russiagate experts like yourself would find information new that's in it and would be like, yes, this is the right telling of the story. Like, this is totally correct. And also people who don't have time to be experts, who didn't have time to get a degree in deep state, they're running their lives, they're busy. So I think it works for everybody. And I've been told, by both types of people that they all seem to enjoy it. So, I mean, we're very thankful for that. And it's the story is ongoing, I mean, we could still be making this. You see stuff every day that's happening when you find out more about what they did.
Well, yeah, and nobody was held accountable. And when you don't, when not really in any way, and when nobody's held accountable, then you've emboldened the enemy. I mean, the
right.
Only
people,
person
people do
was
what they can get away with. Sorry, yes, what I was just going to say is what you said so important. I say this all the time. People do what they can get away with, which is why the lack of accountability on this issue is so devastating.
Well, yeah. And then so then the next stage is if they've gotten away with it and now they're emboldened. I said early on, I said back in the beginning, I said, don't brush off or dismiss this General Flynn story as, yeah, he should go. He misled or said something to Michael Pence, because let me tell you, we will all be Michael Flynn at some point if they're allowed to get away with this. And I think that that's true as we see an extension of what's going on with this January 6th Capitol story. It's about trying to Michael Flynn all of us, right?
Yes,
by using the weight.
Absolutely. I was going to say that's the moment that you're describing, the moment we were all reading in the papers when we read about them firing Michael Flynn. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, this is it. This is the first domino. And somebody very brilliant in the film, Michael Anton, makes that point where he says, you know, the beast doesn't get happy and satisfied and go away. If you give the beast blood, it's just going to come for more blood. And absolutely, we are now all in that position. We are all sitting in his chair.
And I think that's one reason why I'm so excited that this movie is out. You've got a showing Thursday in Orange County and one here Friday in San Diego, because this story hasn't gone away. The beast is not satiated. This will continue, because some people are going to say, Amanda, like, well, it's over. Nobody was held accountable. The story's done. But it's not done. So what do you want people to take away from this movie? And is there anything from an activist standpoint you want people to do?
Well, absolutely. And I've said this since, you know, we've been doing more screenings recently because theaters are opening up again, so we're able to. And it's what I say is it's entirely relevant today, because you know what? This is the blueprint, and they repeat the blueprint. They base all of their hoaxes on this exact, I mean, it's almost hilarious. They use the same journalists. They use the same plot lines. It's very, very relevant because they keep repeating it because they got away with it. So from an activist standpoint, I would say, something that sounds a little bit unrelated, but get involved in local politics. I mean, the thing that happened to me that was so life-changing was leaving my comfort, like my situation, and volunteering for the campaign. Like, getting involved with something you believe in, and you meet people that are like-minded, and it's just, it really just was like a major source of goodness. And I think that in this world, and especially what we're going to see in the coming years, things are going to get worse before they get better. It's going to be really important to have a network. And I think that's what I would say.
When you were doing this, you know, some people say to me, gosh, you know, turn off, you know what, preserve your mind and your heart and your soul. Turn off the news. Don't, you know, this is all so negative. We don't need to be looking at what happened. You know, let's bury our heads in the sand. And I say, absolutely not. I know it must have been hard for you working on this film, seeing the truth about what was going on inside of our government. But we can't turn our head to it, can we? We've got to stay engaged and understand if we're going to keep this the greatest country in the history of the world. Was there any moment, or what was the moment, if there was one, where you were like, holy crap, this is what was going on in my government?
Oh, yeah, like every day. I mean, after the first interview, the first interview we did was one of our unidentified people, which most of the people in the movie are identified, but there's a couple security experts that needed to be unidentified. And after the first one, I said, I don't even want this hard drive in my house. I was like, I'm not even sleeping in the same place as this thing. Like, we're going to just, you know, we had a very creative method of tech storage after that. But I was totally freaked out. I mean, it's really scary because as actually another fellow in the film points out, when the apparatus that is meant to protect the state turns against the state, there is nothing to protect it. And that's also why we have to stay vigilant, because we can't rely on anybody else. There isn't anybody else. So it's really scary, and we absolutely had that moment many times.
How do you summarize what people are going to see? Like, what is the story here?
Well, I would say the best way to explain it is you're seeing the solving of the Russiagate mystery of how they did the hoax and the fact that it was a hoax through the eyes of the characters who initially solved it, which was Devin Nunes and his investigative team, and some of the journalists that uncovered it and stuck to the truth. And I say that because, you know, there's plenty of political documentaries that are sort of about issues, but it feels like watching homework. The reason is that you want to watch a story about people. And these are some very, very vibrant characters. Like, you'll meet a fellow named Kash Patel, who is becoming a big figure in his own right, but he was Nunes' top investigative guy, and he's so charismatic and so fun. You just want to hang out with these guys. And so that's one of the things I think that makes it really special, is it really is about the people who solved this.
Well, and I also think that timing could be really good because, like we already said, I mean, the fact that, you know, Trump is out of office now doesn't mean that the story is over. It doesn't mean that the deep state has gone away. But now that Trump is out, there might be some people, you might, if you listeners, you might have some family members that bought into this Russian hoax. And now that there's a little bit of distance and Trump is out, some people that might be able to be reached because they're not like the far left crazy kooks, but they're people that just actually believed in CNN. And, you know, and Adam Schiff. And so here's an opportunity to reach them, maybe, right? Don't you think so, Amanda?
Totally.
Don't you think that, right? Speak
to
that.
Yeah, I've had that experience. Actually, I get a lot of notes from people who said that they played it for their neighbor, their girlfriend, whatever it was, somebody that was kind of on the fence, especially because it's just about Russiagate. And it's also, by the way, it's not, I love the president. I love Trump beyond, but it's not about him. It's about what happened to him. And so you don't have to be like a Trump fanatic to get into it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. In fact, when this was going on throughout the last few years, as I said to people, look, you know, my Democrat friends, my LGBTQ friends, you know, take Trump out of it. You know, what you need to be concerned about in any government that will turn against its citizens, because you think that this is just targeting Trump or people that you don't like. But if they can get away with it against them, this is really, and I know the movie doesn't get into, you know, the cultural Marxist movement and the ultimate agenda of the left. But this is always how it starts. And, you know, you need, if you allow somebody, the government, to destroy a person for their politics, it could happen to you as well. And so this is
you nailed it. That's the message. You've said it better than I've ever said it. That is the real message, is that that's how this kind of stuff starts. That the lesson we all know from history, or that we all say we know from history, is exactly that. If you let the government destroy someone for their politics, we do not have a free state anymore.
How can people see it? I know that here in San Diego, it's on Friday. There's a screening. It's at the Legacy Center in the heart of Mission Valley. You guys, I'm going to be posting on Facebook where you can go to get tickets. You'll not just get to see the movie. There's a VIP reception. You'll get to meet Amanda. And I think Cash will be there as well. There's a Q&A afterwards. I'm going to post on Facebook where you can go and get tickets for that. But how else can they see it, Amanda?
Well, actually, for the screening out here in California, we don't have Cash. He had some kind of conflict come up, but I am going to be joined by Mike Cernovich, who is one of he's one of the journalists and the figures who speaks
about
the size of abuse. Yeah, he's fantastic, and he's a great friend, and he's been a huge partner of the film, and so he's going to be really fun. And yes, you can also see it on Amazon, iTunes. And the DVD apparently is a big thing. I didn't think DVDs were going to be big. It's 2021. But apparently people are really into buying DVDs because they're afraid stuff's going to get removed from the internet. So we have DVDs on sale at Walmart.com and Amazon.com.
Well, and Cernovich is in it. I think is Jack Posobiec is in it, of course.
He is.
Love Jack so much. Salem's very own Dr. Gorka is in it. I mean, so of course, you know, you Andrea Kay Show and Dr. Gorka listeners, you know, we love our Gorka. I think Rudy's in it. Yeah, Rudy's in it. John Solomon's in it. I mean, everybody that you know and love and you trust in conservatism is in this. And that's how you know it's factual and it's truth-based. Amanda, thank you so much for being here. Any final thoughts you want to share with the listeners?
Well, thank you so much for being a voice for truth. You know, that's the other real message, is people like your audience and everybody, you've got to follow the people who you know are truth tellers. So I thank you for everything that you do. And thank you so much for highlighting this.
Thank you, Amanda. God bless. Hope to have you back on soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Isn't she wonderful? Skins, we got to see this. I know we're going to be doing our show. We're not going to be able to go to the screening, but we're both going to have to watch this, and then we'll tell you guys about it afterwards. We're going to take a break. We come back, we got more to get into on the other side. Breaking news on Hunter Biden, that and more. So don't go away.
Want more Andrea Kay?
Follow her on Twitter at Andrea Kay Show.
And like her Facebook fan page at Andrea Kay.
Spelled K-A-Y-E.